This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, once the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyu julasa'ina khair, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our best companion and friend? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Man dhakkarakumullaha ru'yatuhu. That friend of yours, that when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah. وَزَادَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقُهُ. And when he speaks, your knowledge about Islam increases. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And when you observe his life and his actions, it reminds you of the year after and accountability before Allah. Now contrast that with the sad reality in which we find ourselves. In fact, there's an incident mentioned back in the time, there was a person by the name of Tashtakin. He had passed the age of 90, passed the 90 mark. And then he decided to sign up a lease agreement for a long period for a land on the banks of the Tigris River, لِيُعَمِّرَهَا دَارًا, that he wanted to develop, he wanted to build and develop a villa and a cottage there. So in that community, there was a very prominent, well-known public speaker. One day he stood up and he said, oh folks, today I'm going to give you news you never heard. يَا أَصْحَابَنَا نُهَنِّئُكُمْ مَاتَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Guess what? The angel of death died. People said, what? He said, yes, the angel of death died. So they asked him, and how is that possible and how do you know that? He said, this man, Tashtakin, is 90 years and he's signing up a long-term lease agreement to build a villa at the side of the Tigris River. His action is a reflection that there is no death. There was a time one person's one action gave off the notion that there's no death. Sadly today, practically every person's every action is a reflection there's no death.